Pleasure to welcome in our guest expert, who always is very helpful. I wish we didn't have so much to talk about, but we do. Rocky Rechkowski, retired lieutenant colonel for the United States Army here. Well, to talk about too many things, Rocky, it's a good afternoon. Always a pleasure having you here.
Same here as well, Paul W.
I'm going to throw a curveball just because of what's been going on. And Friday, there was a protest in Dearborn with here in Dearborn, Michigan, these United States of America, protesters chanting death to America and, of course, death to Israel. But here we are in these United States hearing our own citizens chanting death to America. One of the activists saying it's not Genocide Joe that has to go, but it's the entire system of the United States that has to go. He quoted Malcolm X saying, quote, "We live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth," end of quote. It is hard to imagine that this is what's going on in our country today.
You're absolutely correct. And it is visceral to me to hear that, especially coming from our own state. But I will tell you, Paul W., that a lot of the people that are in Dearborn and around our state are not all citizens. Some are green card holders, and some freely go back and forth between the Middle East. And that is why, you know, especially we took it viscerally when we saw the Wall Street Journal call Dearborn the jihad capital of the United States. We fought and supported our brothers and sisters that live in Dearborn, but they are not helping the situation. And I take it as someone that has served in the military and someone that loves my country and someone that my parents came here legally. They made everything possible for me to believe that this country is the best in the world. And it truly is. And we don't need to continue to even give any of those individuals time on your air to discuss their vile comments.
All right. I'll take that as a time to move on to the other things that we wanted to talk about. It's just sickening. It's overwhelmingly sickening. The U.S. delivers a new proposal for Israel-Hamas hostages, ceasefire deal. Democrats calling for President Biden to halt arms transfer with Israel. Give me your thoughts on all of this.
Well, number one, let's first talk about the CIA director. This is the first time ever where a CIA director, not Department of State or an envoy, has been used in this type of capacity. And it's CIA director Bill Burns, who was appointed by the Biden administration. And he is, quite frankly, not your typical CIA director. He was originally went up the chain of command and raised basically to his status in the Department of State. So this is definitely a part where the Department of State is starting to control the CIA a lot more than ever before. That's something we should truly, as Americans, that's something politically that we should be very concerned about, because there was always a difference between our intelligence gathering individuals and our Department of State, because the Department of State tend to be do-gooders, folks that are focused on extending a hand and goodwill. But our CIA has always been the spooks and the men and women on the ground, the operations folks, as well as your analysts. And we're starting to see a politicization of the CIA. This is one way where you've seen that by the appointment of Bill Burns by Biden. And he is now the envoy for this ceasefire agreement. And quite frankly, it's a ceasefire agreement that Netanyahu is having, and most of the Israelis are having a hard time swallowing, because it basically says that 900 Palestinian prisoners would be freed, and that's what the U.S. is pushing for, as opposed to a lower number that Israel wanted, for just 40 hostages. Just 40 hostages. And now the hostage number, you know, originally was about 158, 108, and then it's been dropping down, because as Israel further moves around that Khan Yunis area and then down into the southern Gaza, we're starting to find more and more of these hostages were actually killed or are dead and are no longer being held as hostages.
I hate to go further into this, but now we have the former Defense Secretary Mark Esper this past week saying that Iran is likely to retaliate against Israel.
Absolutely.
For that strike that killed one of their senior commanders there in the Revolutionary Guard Corps. I mean, it just seems to get worse and worse. I don't see light at the end of the tunnel other than a speeding train coming right at us.
Well, here's our problem, Paul W., and that is that we're not dealing with the actual problem. This is like a doctor trying to cure cancer with an aspirin. We are continuously having these attacks with Hezbollah, the Houthis out of Yemen, Hezbollah out of southern Lebanon, Hamas out of the Palestinian area and Gaza and even on the West Bank. But we're not dealing with the individual, the threat here. And the threat comes out of Tehran. This administration, and I try not to be too political on these issues, but this administration has become very weak and has basically strengthened Tehran and the Iranian regime to continuously arm these basically what you would call satellite groups, Hezbollah, Houthis, or Hamas. And what we really need to do is deal with Iran and the threat that Iran has in that region. Because when you look at this, Israel has relationships with Egypt, with Saudi Arabia now, with Oman. We need to basically make sure that Iran is no longer an impediment to this.
Rocky, quick note, quick answer here. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. and China relationship is on stable footing. Your reaction quickly.
No, it's not.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Rocky Rejkowski, retired lieutenant colonel for the U.S. Army. He tells it like he sees it, and I like the way he sees it as we continue in Focus on WJR.